Okay, so this is what the public sees.
Right.
At this point, you know, roads closed.
North Shore community leader Maka'alaka Omoana invited me past the road closure at the end of Hanalei. Traffic to Ha'enanwai Niha has been limited to local residents since April, when heavy rains and flooding took out major portions of Kuhio Highway.
The scaredy cat tourists stop there, you know, and where we want them to stop. But many don't. They just keep going. Okay.
Local traffic is limited to one lane of the highway and only during scheduled convoy times. We arrive at the convoy checkpoint about 3 miles in.
I've seen tourists go past that first roadblock.
Yeah, but they can't get past the checkpoint here. See, I have a sticker here, so that gets us in. Yeah, it isn't my smiling face that gets me past the entry gate.
We're the fifth car in line for the 1 p.m. convoy. Cars start pulling up behind us, and we see work trucks with piles of dirt coming from the opposite direction.
So this is the convoy.
Yeah. So this is, in fact, the convoy coming out.
Ah!
After about 20 minutes or so, we get the okay from security to pass. We drive around the bend and spot landslide zones and repair work sites. Tree trimmers are working overhead.
They're having to cut the jungle back. This road went completely away.
Oh, wow.
So they had to rebuild an entire lane. With all the reduced activity, the jungle started to take over again.
Turning into Kepuhi, we spot what Ka'aumoana says is the worst of the landslides. Workers scale the mountain, loading dirt and boulders into trucks. We can see the convoy lined up in the opposite direction, waiting to head to town. The convoy has been a way of life for residents like Erlit Smith.
Well, it wasn't easy at first. Nobody likes sitting in line 2 to 3 hours trying to do something.
Smith echoes the sentiments of many North Shore residents adjusting to convoy life.
Now, if you have to go grocery shopping, everybody has a cooler or a cooler bag because you don't know how long it's going to take you.
On the other hand, says Ka'aumoana, 6 months of limiting traffic to local residents has had positive effects on the coast. Before the flood, these communities would see as many as 3,500 cars a day drive out to enjoy the beaches and hikes along the coast.
That's the conflict. Their lives are governed by this convoy. They don't have the services. They don't have independence, but they have privacy. They have their place back, and they see and feel the recovery.
We have another 3 hours before the next convoy back to town. Reaching the end of the road, we arrive at a nearly empty Ka'e Beach. Kuvehi Hiraishi, HPR News.